In releasing the analysis compiled by the China National Narcotic Control Committee, Deputy Director Liu Yuejin says the overall number of drug abusers in China declined last year. However, he says authorities are noticing a change in the drug use patterns among those addicted.
Currently, there are 2.4 million drug addicts nationwide, down 5.8% from a year earlier. The number of abusers of methamphetamine reached 1.35 million, accounting for 56% of the total. Methamphetamine has replaced heroin as the most abused drug in China.
The report says the nationwide campaign to fight drug trafficking is having an impact, with 110,000 drug-related cases dealt with last year. Among them, 140,000 criminal suspects were arrested, while over 700,000 drug users have also been caught over the past year. However, Gao Wei with the National Narcotic Control Office says authorities need to remain vigilant, noting that non-traditional narcotics are beginning to show up more frequently in China.
For example, the so-called God water is a mixture of multiple drugs, including ketamine and methamphetamine. Various categories of new types of drugs are quite deceptive and tempting for adolescents. These cases should raise public awareness.
The report also warns of a likely increase in cross-border drug crimes, particularly due to the fact that Canada as well as certain U.S. states have legalized marijuana. Last year saw Chinese authorities bust 125 cases in which marijuana was packed in parcels and mailed from North America to China. Gao Wei with the National Narcotics Control Office says stopping illegal drugs from entering China is an ongoing challenge.
The Golden Triangle region is the biggest source of drugs, and as North America eases policies on marijuana, the cross-border drug crimes tend to be severe. To deal with the new challenges, we will intensify efforts to collect information about the drug dealing activities in the region and expand international cooperation in combating drug dealing with related countries.
Chinese narcotics officials say their main focus this year has been on hitting at the source of illegal drugs, with a priority being put on busting drug manufacturers as well as those who sell the illegal drugs. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.